This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's foreign ministry Sunday rejected a British claim that the Kremlin is seeking to replace Ukraine's government with a pro-Moscow administration, and former Ukrainian lawmaker Yevgeny Muraev is a potential candidate. Britain's foreign office Saturday also named several other Ukrainian politicians it said had links with Russian intelligence services, along with Muraev, who is the leader of a small party that has no seats in parliament. The British government made the claim based on an intelligence assessment without providing evidence to back it up. It comes amid high tensions between Moscow and the West over Russia's designs on Ukraine and each side's increasing accusations the other is planning provocations. Sustained gunfire rang out from military camps in Burkina Faso Sunday as mutinying soldiers demanded more support for their fight against Islamist militants, and protesters ransacked the headquarters of President Roch Kabore's political party. The government called for calm, denying speculation on social media that the army had seized power or detained Kabore. A spokesperson for the mutineers said they were demanding appropriate resources and training for the army in its fight against militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, and the resignation of the army and intelligence chiefs. Firefighters made progress Sunday battling a blaze burning near the mountainous Big Sur area in the U.S. state of California that forced evacuations and shuttered a major highway. The Colorado fire, which started on Friday night, was 25% contained as of early Sunday and burning across just over 1,000 acres. This is VOA News. Islamic State claimed responsibility Sunday for a deadly attack in the western Afghan city of Herat Saturday, it said in a post on Telegram. At least six people were killed when a blast ripped through a minivan in the city, officials said. Since the Taliban took over in August, a series of blasts and attacks, some claimed by Islamic State, have taken place across Afghanistan. A Taliban official said Sunday 3 days of talks with Western officials in Oslo were a step to legitimize the Afghan government.
But now this type of invitation and communication will help European Community, U.S. or many other countries to erase the wrong picture of the Afghan government.
Taliban Delegate Shafiullah Azzan made the comment after a first day of talks during which Taliban officials met women's rights activists and human rights defenders from Afghanistan and the Afghan diaspora. The trip is the first time since the Taliban took over in August that their representatives have held official meetings in Europe. Earlier, they traveled to Russia, Iran, Qatar, Pakistan, China, and Turkmenistan. Police fired water cannons and thick clouds of tear gas in Brussels Sunday to disperse protesters demonstrating against COVID-19 vaccinations and restrictions that aim to curb the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The protest drew tens of thousands of people, some traveling from France, Germany, and other countries to take part, and some had violent confrontations with police. Video images showed black-clad protesters attacking a building used by the European Union's diplomatic service, hurling projectiles at its entrance and smashing windows. Anti-vaccination demonstrators also marched in Barcelona. Beijing city officials Sunday said all 2 million residents of a neighborhood where a small cluster of coronavirus cases was detected will be tested less than 2 weeks before the start of the Winter Olympics. China's cases constitute a tiny fraction of the massive surge in countries around the globe, with the highly contagious Omicron variant driving a fresh spike in infections. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Sunday that she had canceled her wedding as new restrictions were imposed across the nation to slow the community spread of a COVID-19 Omicron outbreak. New Zealand will impose mask rules and limit gatherings starting midnight Sunday after a cluster of 9 COVID-19 Omicron cases showed